This is Terry Mandel, DOJ Dictating an Attorney, a letter to Bill Byers, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Taewon Bass, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is T-A-I-W-A-N, that's T-A-I-W-A-N. Last name Bass, B-A-S-S. On March 14th, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, as well as took the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 43-year-old male, height 5 foot, 5 inches tall, weight 170 pounds, who was involved in a work-related injury on or about April 21st, 2022, period. This occurred at work, which is Kids Gloves, K-I-D-S, Gloves, G-L-O-V-E-S, period. The patient was a cleaner. He was cutting a water pipe from the ceiling. The pipe fell on his on a ladder in his left ankle. The ladder collapsed, period. The patient hit the ground with the ladder basket, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he had severe pain in his left ankle, period, left ankle, comma, diffuse body soreness, period. Despite adequate treatment, he is still having pain and diminished range of motion of his left ankle, period. He also states that he ruptured his spleen at the time of the fall, period. As a result of this injury, he sustained another injury on April 16th, 2023, period. He was taking groceries to his grandmother's apartment when he was walking up the stairs, period. He didn't feel the step, and he had an awkward gait, comma, which caused him to misstep and fall, period. He didn't feel the step because his left big toe had no feeling due to nerve damage from the work injury of April 21st, 2022, period. The patient had an awkward gait and lost his balance because of the injury of April 21st of 2022, resulting in the fall injury of April 16th, 2023, period. New paragraph. The left ankle pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It was fractured with several screws and rods inserted, period. The pain is constant, comma. It is a stabbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the knee, period. He was treated with surgeries as well as physical therapy and medication, period. The patient's right knee is severe pain at times. This also was treated with surgery on April 25th of 2023, period. At that injury, he sustained a tibial plateau fracture as well as a right lateral meniscus tear, period. The patient does have severe diminished range of motion as a result of this injury, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was the day of the injury. Ambulance took him to Methodist emergency room, period. He was admitted over 30 days, period. They did various diagnostic studies. He had several surgeries, period. The first surgery was 1 to 2 days after admission. He was put in the stabilizer on his ankle. The second surgery, they did a surgery on the spleen without removal, period. Approximately 20 days later, he had rods and plates inserted in his ankle, period. He had physical therapy for a year at ATI in team rehab, period. The patient sustained a fall on April 21st of 2022 because of his balance and neurologic issues from the work injury of April 21st, 2022. The second injury resulted in a right tibial plateau fracture and a right lateral meniscus tear, resulting in surgery in April of 2023, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with yard work, comma, walking upstairs, comma, lifting over 40 pounds, comma, walking over 1 mile, comma, standing over 20 minutes, comma, sitting over 30 minutes, comma, sports such as football and basketball, comma, sleep, comma, sex, comma, and he walks with a limp, period. New paragraph, prescription medication denies. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines as well as exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history denies. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals several surgeries for the initial ankle and two knee surgeries at the same date for the knee fracture and the torn meniscus, period. The patient was very definitive, and it was the patient was very insistent, and this was backed up by the medical records, that is a left ankle injury of April of 22 led up and caused the fall in 2023 that resulted in the fracture and torn meniscus, causing additional surgery, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history. The patient has not had prior injuries to his left knee, period. The patient never fractured his left knee in the past, period. The patient never ruptured or injured his spleen in the past, period. The patient never fractured a bone prior to this injury, period. The patient has never had prior work injuries in the past, period. The patient has not had serious automobile accidents requiring treatments, only minor automobile accidents without treatments, period. As mentioned, the patient did fracture his knee in 2023 as a result of this initial injury, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is that of a cleaner, and he has been off work since this injury of 2022, period. He is unable to do gainful employment, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'd like to comment on a sampling of some of the medical records. April 21st, 2022, IU Methodist Hospital, emergency department, 40-year-old male with no past medical history, presenting as a trauma after he was struck by a large metal pipe at work, period, complaining of pain in the left upper extremity in his left ankle, which he had a visible deformity on EMS arrival, period. Objective, he was in mild distress, tenderness to palpation to the left thigh, comma, tibia and ankle, period. Assessment, pilon fracture, P-I-L-O-N, pilon fracture of the left tibia. X-rays of the left tibia and fibula. Impression, distal lower leg, both bone fractures with severe comminution and valgus angulation, period. Fibular head and neck, non-dislocated fracture, period. Please remove the sentence assessment pylon. No, never mind. Never mind that statement. The plan was operation April 22nd, 2022, period. IU University Health Note, May 31st, 2023. Patient presents status post ORIF, capital ORIF of left distal tibial fracture, now with new right tibial plateau, period. He has a left pylon injury which caused gait instability and caused the fall which resulted in the right tibial plateau fracture, period. Assessment 1, status post-ORIF fracture, 2, tibial plateau fracture, 3, right knee meniscus tear, displaced bicondylar fracture of the right tibia, comma, subsequent encounter for closed fracture with routine healing, period. Operative note, IU Methodist Hospital, April 25th, 2023. Post-op diagnosis, 1, right lateral tibial plateau fracture, 2, right lateral meniscus tear, period. IU Health Note, October 6, 2024, states his initial pylon was caused at work, comma, but the patient's continued balance issues and gait abnormalities increases fall risk and likely contributed to his tibial plateau fracture, period. A pylon fracture is devastating intra-articular injury that is both a bony and soft tissue injury, period. Potential future treatment, he will likely require either an ankle fusion or ankle replacement, period. The patient will likely need hardware removal before surgery, period. Regarding the patient's right knee, comma, the patient may require further surgery, comma, such as hardware removal, period. Impairment rating generated August 30th, 2024, IU Health Physicians. Mr. Bass is a pleasant 42-year-old male who severely injured his left ankle on April 24th, 2022, period. Due to swelling and the fracture's complexity, he was taken to the operating room for an external fixator placement, period. The patient then underwent removal of the external fixator as well as open reduction and internal fixation of the left intraarticular distal tibial and fibular fracture by myself on May 3rd, 2022. It was noted that he had a very comminuted intraarticular distal tibial and fibular fracture with significant joint impaction, period. The patient also sustained a right tibial plateau fracture, comma, which underwent operative fixation on April 25th, 2023, period. At that time, he was found to have a significant depressed lateral tibial plateau fracture as well as a right lateral meniscus tear, period. The patient sustained the right tibial plateau fracture, comma, unfortunately, comma, from another fall, period. He continued to have balance issues after his left pylon fracture, comma, which is not atypical, period. This caused him by report to lose his balance, comma, falling onto his right knee, period. Period. The patient underwent right knee arthroscopy, comma, partial lateral and medial meniscectomy, comma, and chondroplasty, period. At the patient's last visit with me on May 14th, 2024, he had minimal range of motion secondary to post-traumatic arthritis, as well as he exhibited some pain from the hardware from the left pilon fracture, period. They went on to give him a 29% lower extremity impairment, which is a 12% whole body impairment, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing his medical records, have found that all of his treatment as he sustained from his work-related injury of April 21st, 2022, including the fall of April 21st, I'm sorry, including the subsequent fall in April of 2023 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, left ankle trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, comminuted intra-articular distal tibial and fibular fracture with significant joint impaction, period. Number 2, splenic trauma. Number 3, right tibial plateau fracture and right lateral meniscus tear, resulting in surgery of April 25th, 2023, period. The above diagnoses were all a direct result of the work injury of April 21st, 2022, period. This resulted in several corrective surgeries, period. The right tibial plateau fracture and meniscus tear was a direct result of the April 21st, 22 injury, as this injury caused balance and neurologic issues resulting in the fall and fractures, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. As mentioned, the patient was given a prior 12% whole body impairment by another physician, period. I feel the patient qualifies for a higher impairment rating, period. In reference to the right knee, meniscus tear, utilizing table 16-3, the patient qualifies for a 7% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 3% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the right tibial plateau fracture, utilizing table 16-3, the patient qualifies for an additional 7% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 3% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the left ankle with the tibial fracture, comma, fibular fracture, comma, and significant joint impaction, the patient qualifies for an additional impairment rating, period. Utilizing table 16-2, to the left ankle, this equates to a 24% lower extremity impairment, which, utilizing table 16-10, converts to a 10% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these three total whole body impairments, the patient has a 16% whole body impairment as a result of the work injury of April 21st, 2022, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in both the patient's left ankle and right knee for the remainder of his life, period. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient was advised that he will need an ankle replacement down the road, and I certainly agree with this period. He was actually told that he needs three future surgeries, and I agree, period. One would be in reference to the ankle, removal of the ankle hardware. Number two would be ankle replacement. Number three would be hardware removal of the knee, period. The patient will need ongoing over-the-counter medication and anti-inflammatories at a cost of $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. An ankle brace and knee brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or made advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient via telephone, period, but have not provided a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Oral informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, D.O. End of Dictation.